Alright, Siman Reish is a fascinating Siman. And it's different. You have Siman Reish there in the photostats. It's the halacha of the bracha that we make by tefillah. When a woman tevils, as you know, she makes a bracha. And this Siman deals with the halachas of the bracha. The Paiskim discuss the parameters of when a woman makes a bracha when she's tevil. Naturally, she gets a period. She becomes a regular nida d'oraisa. So there's no shaila that when she goes to the mikveh, she's tevelus. If she has a kesem, she has a stain, she goes to a rav, and the rav fastens his tamei. So it's also poshut that she's tevelus, because that's a drabanan. It's ikar adin, that a kesem is tamei. It's a parak of gemara, kolak samim tamayim. So therefore, it's also poshut she makes a bracha. There's a shaila by a woman who's tevelas al dam toyar. Dam toyar means a woman who has dam after childbirth. Most women today leave more than 2 weeks, but let's say it would happen that a woman has a daughter and she bleeds in the first 2 weeks. Now, the first 2 weeks, the din in chumish, the din in gemara, is that the first 2 weeks is dam toyar, blood, the first 2 weeks after giving birth to a girl. What? I apologize. The first 2 weeks is tummy, the first week by a boy is tummy. After that, for 66 days for a girl and 33 days for a boy, I apologize, is dam toyar. It's really dam that's minatayra and mikradin is tar. So what happens, I guess the case is a woman gave birth. She went to the mikveh. And then she saw dam again during the days that min hadin she should be tar. So the Ramon Siman Kuf Tzadik Dalid brings the custom that avalim chazra v'rasa afilu tipis dam kechargel temeya afal gabdim midaraisa dam taru kvar poshet haminig b'chol Yisrael shein boilin al dam tar. So the Ramah there says that the minig, I don't know what the minig by B'nai Sfarad is, but the minig at least by B'nai Ashkenaz is that we consider dam toyar the same as all other dam. Now the question is if this minig has a makar of the Gemara. It's not so clear. The Gemara brings, the Rabbi Seir said, Nagu, the women are noyig, I feel the rayas tipis dam kechardol. Yeshevis alav shivanakiyim. Now, Pasha Pshara de Gemara is that today we're not noyig to make a difference in Namnida and Namzava. We always require shivanakiyim. So, Afilah Rayas Tipis Dam Kechagel, she sees Dam just for one day. We always require 7 clean days. Now, that's Pashat. The question is if it applies to Dam Toyar, this meaning of Dam Toyar. So, Pischei Tshuvim, Kufta Dignalit Beis, brings that they ask the Neid of Yehuda for such a woman. Again, a woman gave birth, went to the mikveh, let's say 2 weeks later, and then in the next period of time, she saw dam, that's min ikar adin tar, and she made hefsek tara, she's going to the mikveh. So what's the din? Does she make a bracha? So he brings here from the Tshuva Mahava, that's the Talmud of the Neid of Yehuda. He says, and the Navida went back and forth, and he wasn't sure what to do, whether a woman at such time should be tevel or should not be should make a bracha or not be make a bracha. That's the Navida Safik. Some cipher is brought here in the Tshuva Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph. He says that she does make a bracha. And he compares it to two things. The first, the easier thing. He compares it to Halal on Rosh Chodesh. He says, Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minig. It's not an ikar adin. The Gemara says, Rav ikloy l'bavel. Rav was somewhere in Bavel. And he saw they would say, Halal on Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to stop them. And then he saw that they only said, Here, Halal. They skipped. I guess he didn't talk so so quickly he waited till they got to Loilanu, or maybe they just davened so fast, he didn't have to wait too long. But he saw they skipped Loilanu, he said, the Lashon Gemara Shmamina, that's the minig, and he let it stand. So the Gemara says that Halal Rish Chaydish is a minig. And Taisus brings two sheetis if you make a bracha. Taisus brings Hagoin, I think we understand that to be Rav Hagoin, I think who says don't make a bracha. And the Bagu says you do make a bracha. And our minig is, B'nai Ashkenaz, is that we make a bracha on Halal on Rish Chaydish. The minig of the minig Sfarad is you don't make a bracha. I believe by Lubavitch also, I think, anybody know? If I'm not mistaken, I think Chabad also does not make a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So there are two menhagim. The Chasam Sofer was B'nai Ashkenaz. Chasam Sofer was as B'nai Ashkenaz as they get. You know, the real Ashkenaz is menhagim. And he says it's no different than Halal on Rosh Chodesh. It says no different than Halal on Rosh Chodesh. We make a bracha. So therefore, on Dam Toyar, he says on Dam Toyar, you also make a bracha. That's what the some Sefer says. So Mamela, we make a bracha on, even on Dam Tayar, if it would come out. It would seem that B'nai Sfarad probably would not make a bracha on it, at least based on some Sefer, that they wouldn't make a bracha.
Why should
we give that? Why should we give that? Because it's not a Darabanan, it's a Minig. It's a Minig. Now, the truth is, the Ramaz Lashin, his language is Rasa filtim stamka. Im chazav rasa fikas damka chardel tameya. Avgav de vide reise dam taru. Kvar posher aminig b'chol Yisrael shein bayelim al dam tar. V'dinoi kishar dam l'chol davar. The language, dinoi kishar dam l'chol davar, the Ramad Kavtati Dalit, is mashma that you make a bracha. Dinoi kishar dam l'chol davar. It's mashma that you do make a bracha.
That means a woman, she didn't know what it was.
So that's the next question. Just before that, so what I said is, if she has a regular flow, pasha she makes a brach. She has a kesem derabanan, also pasha din derabanan, you make a brach. Dam toyar is this sugya, they consider it a minig. Now here is an aside. So I tell you the language of the Chasam Sofer when he says that you make a bracha. He says, "Lefima dekaimu levarach al halel." Val yontiv sheni de golius, ubefrat al chilas mora val adlokas ner biyontiv sheni, ubiyame kipurim, im ken yish levarach kam ken al tefila shodam tar, dein lecharaisa maisa rab mizeh. So he said not to make a bracha on the raya from halal and shchaydish, I understand. It's a minig ba'alma. Val yontiv sheni shal golius, even though the Gemara says, minig avisein v'yadeinu, the Gemara says that Rav Chiya, I think, has made a gzeira. The Gemara says in Bayan, Daf Hey, that he made a gzeira, Shem Yaz Adavu Kukulai, and it's an Iker Adin, Yom Tosheini. So it's a funny raya from Yom Tosheini. Erev Yom Kippur, to make a bracha on Neiris, you know, you also to make a bracha. Erev Yom Kippur on the Neiris. What? You assume so, yeah. No, Yom Tosheini, the language of the Gemara is that originally was Minig Avisein V'Yadeinu. I think it's Rav Chiya, if I remember correctly. Made a Gezeira, what? The Hadlokas Neiris, Nerev Yom Kippur, also is, he considers to be a Mokaira is a Minig.
So,
Mokim Shadog al Hadlik, Madlik. So that's, there's no Suda, so that Indian you don't have. So, at any rate, that's not some cipher. These comparisons are a little, maybe a little unusual, but anyway, that's what he says. Now the nidain that is complicated is the question of when a person goes to the mikvah mechumrah. Somebody goes because of a chumrah. Let's say there's a kesem. It's not clear. You could be taila. The Rav says to be taila letzat chumrah, or it was nevda kesem, and the Rav says to be taila. Different types of sveikis, what do you do? So the pashas would be, if it's a suffix, that you don't make a bracha. It's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan, here in Simon Reish, writes that you make a bracha even by kesem, even by a suffix kesem, and his language is, de'in tefila b'loy bracha. So there's no such thing as, you have to go to the mikveh, you don't make a bracha. And then he says, chutz, if she toiveled and she found some type of chatzitza, which would just machmir to toivel again, so in the second tefillah you don't make a brach. But stamazai, he says, ain't tefillah b'loi brach. I think the minig is today that the Ravanim, depending on how the night tell a woman be toivel with a bracha, without a bracha, when in cases where they are sveikis. And but the Arfah Shulchan interestingly says to always always make a bracha. Agav the what? The what? By where? By which case? I'm not clear. By tefillah. Netilas yadayim. I'm sorry. By netilas yadayim. By sveikis, you don't make a bracha. So why is that different than tefillah? Sedaim is a suffix of a derabbanan. Nida is a suffix of a deraisa. There might be a reason to be mechalik between them. So. Okay, at any rate, I guess this is all b'derech hakdama to this sif. Now, this sif, which is one sif, this simon, deals with the two main issues of a tefilas nida and a bracha. The two main issues are. A, when she says the bracha, which is a machlokes mechaber Ramah, and B, assuming she says the bracha in the mikvah, which is the minhag of the Ramah, how she says it when a woman is not properly dressed. So let's deal with them one at a time. It's easier to deal with the question of when, to deal with that first. So let's see what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. Just I got an interesting Birkei Yosef on the side. See the Birkei Yosef. He says, "Yesh makim shenoida mahani noshi ki akala b'tfila rishayda kaida machopa mevarecha shechiyanu." Ever heard of such a meeting? So there's a place where they have a meeting that they make shechiyanu the first time they go to the mikra. B'chokru v'davar v'ini emes nochen shikei nogu mishan kadmani yis. It's true that in that place it's an old meeting. V'yadanu ki kamapa chol tfutzis Yisrael lo yesh minig zeh. He says, but it's in most places there's no such minig. Gambir lazusha nagu loy noida michacham hinikach yidua shachreinu miskinu lael simichachesh lo yivaruch shechiyano mitzvus kisi adam ayin sham ba'irich. Case on nimtza kasa minig zeh bishum sefer makiyaita ba nishva shenagu anashma baruch shechiyano bad lakas neil liyamtiv. What do you mean nagu la shechiyano bad lakas neil liyamtiv? Rav Shilas Yaivit tell the minig zeh in lo shayrish v'anaf in limchis b'cheskes yad bein sefer and this can be yodi leisat achen and yayim ebin igze the yodim shein levarach v'yimachu b'yadam. Right, there's a nida in general. If you make a shechiyanu on a mitzvah you do the first time, that's not a mitzvah haba mizman lezman. We really only make a shechiyanu on a mitzvah that's ba mizman lezman, that comes annually or that comes in on rare occasion. I say on rare occasion because Pinyan HaBen Tosis considers to be a mitzvah of Mizman Lizman. We know you to make a Shechiyanu. Even though theoretically a man can have two Pinyan HaBens the same day. If he has two wives and each gives birth to a Bechar, he can have two Pinyan HaBen the same day. But since that's not, that would be highly unusual, it, even in a place where they marry two women, it's the, you have to marry two women. He marries one woman, gets divorced, marries another woman, Shaykh. But anyway, our meaning is only on a mitzvah haba mizman lezman. On a mitzvah someone does the very first time in the person's life, it is a minig toiv to make a shechiyanu. And the kafachayim brings to put on a new beged. The first time a person does a mitzvah to put on a new beged. I remember when we got married, I told my wife that on Hadlokas Neris, she was lighting candles the first time, Hadlokas Neris Shabbos. So I told her to have a new beged Friday night when she lights the neiris, so she's about to make a shechiyana the first day of the neiris Shabbos. She told me it's a problem. She and her mother already planned out all the clothing for the Sheva Brachas week, and there was no new baguette for Friday night. But then, we got married on a Sunday. By the time Friday night came around, she said she switched it around, you know, to be able to put on a new baguette. You know, the first week, they still want to please you. So so she switched around so she can make a shechiyanu on it. But it's a good thing to do. When I made the bris milah, is such a thing. You know, the minig agros to make a shechiyanu. We don't make, most of the Kali Yisrael doesn't make, most of Sfardi Ashkenazim don't make. Sfardi also make shechiyanu by bris milah, and the Grodniks make, Yerushalayim they make.
Yeah.
So what I did is I had a new baguette every time. You have 9 months warning. So instead of putting on my suit for Yom Tov, I put on my suit. I waited till the baby was born. After a few boys, I made him pass a chazak. It'll be a boy. So I made it, but I made the shechiyanu quietly. I didn't want to raise eyebrows, especially my family's chassidish family. I make a shechiyanu, so I did it still ahead. But when you do a mitzvah the first time, there's such an inyan to try to have a something new and be able to.
Put it on 2 hours before the
long. 2 hours before, because as long as you feel the simcha, it's good. As long as you magwish the simcha, it's good.
Rabbi mitzvah.
Do it. What?
Rabbi mitzvah, all is mitzvah.
Rabbi mitzvah, the tefillin, he makes the first time. It's a good thing to do. To, what?
Arriving in Eretz Yisrael the first time.
Arriving in Eretz Yisrael, okay. Is it the arriving or the walking down the ramis, whichever? Okay. And so machlekes rishayim, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, not to stay. Not permanently, whether it's a mitzvah or not, if you're going to visit. So, we consider ourselves Eretz Yisrael Dika Yidin that are temporarily in Galus, but we're really heading right back. I went to Eretz Yisrael, I told somebody, there's a beautiful vort if you're going to visit. It says by the Meraglim, after the Meister of the Meraglim, so it says when the people complained right in the beginning, so it says that Moshe Baron Noflo Apneim, the Yeshua Vikolei Min HaTorim Es Aret Karu Bigdayim. Lashon the other pasuk, I'm close at least to what it is. It says Moshe Baron Noflo Apneim, they were davening, and Kolavin and Yeshua Min HaTorim Es Aret, they were kriya. So there are two questions. First of all, we know Kolam Yeshua was the Torah Misaret. Kol Yeshua, Minatar, why is it after Pite or Minatar Misaret? And second of all, if Moshe and Aaron are davening, Yeshua and Kolam should do the same thing, they should also daven.
How do they know better?
So Shlomo Kluger says that Moshe and Aaron thought, we'll still turn this around. They daven, they should have to change it. Kolam and Yeshua realized, you rip Kriya after Ptira. Kolam and Yeshua already were mafkin that this wasn't going to change. They ripped Kriya. So you have a kasha. How could Kolam and Yeshua understand what Moshe and Aaron didn't understand? Min HaTorah Misaretz. They were in Eretz Yisrael. So they had Avir Dara Machkim. Once Avir Dara Machkim, so now they chapped quicker than Moshe and Aaron. So it's a raya from there that even if you just Torah Misaretz, you go back to Chutz Laretz.
See,
it's Zaycha for 40 days. I'm not so sure. Most people today don't go for 40 days. But at any rate, the Yezaycha to Arada Virada Aramachi. What? Simonim to say Yeratzen on that.
The
Achalukim in Hagim. The Bnei Yisrael says not. Chassidim don't do Simonim the second night. Because the Bnei Yisrael says, what do you mean? You already have a Gemara. A Chassidim Taiva already from the first day. What are you doing Simonim again? What? What does he say? That's what he says, really. In the Mazar, it says the reason I said maybe not from him. Leah gave the Saman, Rachel gave the Saman to Leah. Okay, at any rate, alright, so this was all the Hagdama, so those who just walked in, I didn't start the Mechaber yet. Amos Aitasa Berchas HaTfilah. Kushe Peshetes Malbusheha. Now, you know, Brach has to be Oyvel Asiyasan right before. So when she takes off her clothing, she's standing with her, we call it the slip or the undergarment, Tivarecha shekidishav esayis v'tzivanu ala tefila. Then she makes the bracha. V'tivshet chalula chaluka v'titfal. And then she takes it off and she goes to the mikvah. That way she makes the bracha with the erva covered. And then she goes in and is tayvel. V'loi barcha az. If she didn't make a bracha beforehand. V'loi barcha az. Tivarech la'acha shetichnes atzavara b'mayim. If not, she goes into the water up to her neck and then makes a bracha. V'imhein tzalulim. Look at the lashon. If the water is clear, like this, normally the water wasn't clear. If the water is clear, she should stir up the mud, make the water dirty, and then she makes a bracha. So, I'll talk about stirring up the water in a minute, but the Mechabah Shita is that you make a bracha before you tayvel. Before you tayvel. I want to talk separately about the Shaila before or after, and separately about the rather involved Shaila of Gilierva. So Mechabah Shita is you do it beforehand. And in any event, you have to stir up the water and make the water dirty. V'yei Shomer, the Rama says, Shaloi Tavarech Ad Achar Tefila. Oh, this is the Bahag. Okay, Mechabah Bahag, the Gainim and the Bahag is the Mechabah is the Shita of the Gainim, the Taisa Springs, and the Bahag is Shaloi Tavarech Ad Achar Tefila. Now the next page, V'chei Noyegin. Shala'achar tefila, ba'oida imedes b'sech ha'mayim. If the tefila, while she's standing in the water, mechaseha atzma bibigada, oy b'chaluka mevarechas. Now here, that's not what the women do today. The Ramah still has a strict shita. He says they should take a towel or an item of clothing, cover themselves under the water, after they tevel, and cover themselves, and then make a bracha. That's the shita of the Ramah. So we're not the Mechabah, not like the Ramah. Mechabah shita is beforehand, and the Ramah shita is afterwards, which we're naig, but afterwards covering herself. The Ber Hetev on the bottom here brings a shlah in parentheses. The shlah kasev anshi maisi yasirul nishiseyem she yitvalu v'tevarech. This is the minig by all Ashkenazim, I think by all Sfaradim, because the Benish Chai and the Chida say to be naive this way. It's a pshara. What she does is, we have a shita, she makes the bracha before tefila. A shita, she does it afterwards. So what she should do, she goes into the mikvah, she's tevel once, comes out, makes the bracha, and is tevel a second time. That's the minig of the Noshim today. She goes under the water once, comes out. Her comes out. She has to walk out of mikvah. Yeah. She picks that out of the mikvah, makes a bracha, and is tevel a second time afterwards.
Don't they go down three times?
No. So there are some women have a minik three times. And for Kabbalistic ideas, based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, that they tevel three times. Many women have a minik, but that's the halacha is it's enough once and then a second time. So Noi de Behuda is matmiya on this shloah. He says it doesn't make sense. What is the second tefillah? In halacha, you're not yoytzah the first shita. The first shita is you have to do it oivalasiyasa. You have to do it before your tevel. You're not doing it before your tevel. First tefillah, your tar. Second tefillah is a dip. It's not a, halachically it's not a tefillah. So the Noid B'Yehuda is matmiya on the shlah. What kind of pshara is the shlah? So, in the Chuvas Chikrei Leiv, he says it means the women is tayvel with a tanai. The tayvel, that if whichever tefillah is the ikka tefillah, whichever is the best way to do it, that's the way to do it. That's how with a tanai. But all the regular paiskim don't bring such an explanation. No one says you should make it tanai. Does a tanai work? V'hepach hakavana, that's part of the tumbling if it helps. You don't need kavara for tefillah if you fall into mikvah yatar, but the question is if a hepach kavara helps or not. I guess that's part of the topic.
Even though we are not affected by Yerusha, we still make a
brachah before. No, but he says you want to be yaitz of the sheet of the bahag. You're supposed to make a tefillah after. So therefore, he's doing both with an eye. So
yeah, the prophet. Even if the first tefila doesn't help.
That's only by Kiyas Shofar. By tefila. Because by tefillah, there's a mila to make the bracha after. So if the first tefillah doesn't help, are you saying even if it doesn't help, you should make it before? No, but we want to be, it's the sheet is supposed to be after. So on the side, the bracha is after, we're saying it tonight, that the first tefillah is a good tefillah, and the bracha is after.
Doesn't it fail in so, the
other you're making the bracha after? So I'll explain 1 second. So, b'derech papula d'oraisa, in the yeshiva velt, there's a, I think in the Tshuva space, Yitzchak, there's a pilpul. There's a Kesef Mishnah who declares if you become tar when you go under the water, you're tar in the water, or you're tar only when you come out of the water. So the Beis Yitzchak wants to say that you go in, you pick your head up. So he's really still, really, you should put your head under the water, make a bracha under the water. It's hard to make a bracha under the water. So you pick your head up, you're still in the water. You make the bracha, and you finish, you go back under. And the Mela, somehow, it's a, like the Kesef Mishnah, it's all one long tefillah. That's what he says. But it doesn't stem well with the Lashon Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah sounds like as soon as you take a finger out of the water, you're tar. Not, you have to get your whole goof out of the water. So that's Bedera Pulpula. Probably the Pshat and the Shlah is just like by Luliv. We pick up the Luliv. Now we pick it up upside down. Many people, the Taisa brings a Shita. That you pick up the lulav normally, make the bracha before the nanuim. Even though you're yaitza when you pick it up, but the nanuim are a hemshuch of the tilas halulav. It's a hiddur in tilas halulav. So memela, you can make the bracha before the hiddur in the tilas halulav. If you hold, it says there's both turots. It says either before the nanuim or you have not to be yaitza. So it could be that if you hold that there's such a hiddur of two tefillahs or three tefillahs, whatever it means, I don't know, taisis ta'ara, I don't know what these things mean. So if there's such a thing, so then it could be it's a hemshuch somehow of the tefillah. But at any rate, Jews like psharis, and the shlah is a pshara between the shittas, and that's I think b'chol tefutzis Yisrael, this is the minik.
What's the Yisrael? So then they cut themselves again?
What?
By
covering themselves.
Yes.
Oh, so I want to talk. As I said separately. See the long shach and taz.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll get to that.
Whatever you
do according to Ramah, to cover yourself, you're doing that.
Yeah,
I talk about covering yourself. I want to tell you, it's a fascinating machlokes. We know all brachas have to be over lasiyasa. All brachas are beforehand. A tefillah's ger makes the bracha afterwards. Why? Out of necessity, because it's not shayach beforehand to make a bracha. He's not a yid. He has no kedusha no mitzvah. He has no kedusha samitzis. So a ger makes afterwards. That's dina de gemara. The question, the machloikis, the bahag, and the gainim, is whether this is whether there's a light plug in all tefillahs. In other words, those who hold, like the Ramah, the Bahag, that you make a bracha by tefillah afterwards, you're missing over Lasiyah, son. It's a light plug, all tefillahs. It has to make sense. I mean, it does make sense. Why make the bracha when you're tameh? You can make the bracha when you're tar. So therefore, it's a light plug. And therefore, by all tefillahs, you make it afterwards. As a result, what? The Kohen Gadol, I assume he made a bracha on the tefillah. You should know on tefillahs erev Yom Kippurim, it's not pasha why we don't make a bracha. Going to the mikveh erev Yom Kippur is the only one that's really a chiyuv. It's not minig by for men. Balkari is the sugya of tefillahs Ezra, but erev Yom Kippur is it's a real halacha that process the tevil. It's not pasha why we don't make a bracha. In the Mekrei Kodesh, I think his first piece. In the Chelak on Yom Kippur, why we hold that a minig you make a bracha, so why don't we make a bracha? See, he talks about it there. But does it say he made a bracha when he ate the shlamim? You know where it says when Shaul comes to Shmuel, when Shmuel comes to Shaul, and Shaul didn't wait for Shmuel, It says over there, I'm sorry, earlier, when Shaul comes to Shmuel, Shaul came to Shmuel the first time with the Asainos, Shmuel was being makriv a carbon. So it says the Lashon HaPasuk is that he waited till the Chayza, till the Navi finished his Levarech, Velech Lasa Shlomo. Rashi, on the word Mevarech, says, Asher Kedushanu V'Mesoysa V'Tzivanu Lechol B'Sar Shlomo. He says that was the bracha that he made. So it's a makar that when they ate, obviously Yom Kippur didn't eat, but when they did have Avayi Nisan Yom Kippur, they made bracha. What?
Passing from the women.
Which women?
They were telling this whole story.
I'm passing from Rashi. Rashi says.
The quote is from the women that were telling the whole story about the.
I think Rashi wouldn't say it if it wasn't so. But anyway, from Pesach, they made a bracha. Yeah. Anyway, what I want to get back was this. There's a machlokes, the Or Zeruah and the Rambam. The Or Zeruah says something, it's so mistaver. He says, is Oivel Asiyos and Ma'akev. Let's say someone did a mitzvah, he forgot to make a bracha. Someone already did it, he wasn't thinking, and he forgot to make a bracha. Isn't Ma'akev to make the bracha afterwards? Now, by tefillin and talis, there's no shaila, because it's a mitzvah constantly as you wear it. You can make the bracha if you forgot to do it afterwards, you make it later. Let's say someone toivel the kli. Went to the mikvah, toivel the keli, forgot to make a bracha. Could you make the bracha on tefillas keli afterwards? Or someone lit near Hanukkah, forgot to make a bracha. Could he make the bracha afterwards? Dar Zeruah says that oivel asiyasa is not ma'akiv. He says if it's ma'akiv, how does a ger make a bracha afterwards? He can't make before. But if in brachas, the ger can't make before, so let him not make a bracha. Why is he making a bracha afterwards? Dar Zeruah says it's a raya from here that oivel asiyasa is lechatchila. To make a bracha before is lechatchila, and b'diavad you can make afterwards. The Rambam, kedarkei b'kodesh, he says a halachi, he doesn't say svaras. He says, kol ha-brachas have to be oivel asiyasan. If you didn't make it oivel asiyasan, too late. You don't make a bracha. Period. The Rambam knows a ruah. We pass like the Rambam. There's no shayla.
You still get the mitzvah according to the Rambam.
Yeah, bracha namar given the mitzvah. God is a tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, that if near Hanukkah you lit one Nair on the second night or later, you already lit one Nair, if you can make a bracha afterwards on the second Nair, he's mitzarif. There is a ruah who says Evas is not ma'akiv, and the sheet is he can make a bracha on hider mitzvah. He makes it serif of the sheet as he says he can be relying on the Arzeruah. But anyway, this is a machlaikis. The Arzeruah holds Evas Yasa is not ma'akiv, and the Rambam holds that Evas Yasa is ma'akiv. We pass it, of course, like the Rambam.
We don't make the bracha first
way
like candles Friday night, though. No.
Friday night we make the bracha afterwards. Yeah, that's true. But Lachas Neiris we make the bracha afterwards. So that's
we.
So you never lit. You never lit. Is that true? Only if they're not milchi, if they make it tonight. Yeah, but if they're doing it lachatchila, then they make. So what? So sure, that is a picture. Sure. Kiveger is a broad shoulders to make tzirufim. He also has enough tzirufim. That's not, it's less than a suff.
So
but the nearest Shabbos, the reason they don't is because women are makabel Shabbos when they light. Right. It says women lechatchila shouldn't even make it tonight, only b'shas atchak. And men are allowed to make it tonight lechatchila, but the Mishnah Berurah says, but it's still better. It's better to light would not make it tonight. And to make it tonight. Since they're Makabal Shabbos, once you're Makabal Shabbos, you can't do Malacha. Mm-hmm. So that's why they have Lachas Neiris, they make it afterwards. But on Tehillas Yedayim, we make Oivel Asiyos, and we hold that the wiping is part of the mitzvah. So we make it after the washing, we want to be Tahar, but before the wiping, if someone finished wiping, it's too late. What? After. Feels scared, everybody holds it, make a bracha. So I want to still get to this long Shach and Taz, but it's one of the most memorable Rabbi Kiva Egers here. It's an interesting in Hilchos Shechita in Simin Yotes. Mechaba says Hashaychet Tzar Sheyavarech. Before you shech, you make a bracha. Shacham says Tzivano Hashechita. That's what we pass it. V'shachat v'lay beira k'sheira. Let's say he shechted, he forgot to make a bracha. It's a kasher shechita. You don't make the bracha afterwards. You never make a bracha afterwards. The Ramah says, what happens if you have an animal that's yalid be'reyesa? An animal in which is a reyesa. Let's say the animal, the mikra idea was clawed clawed is not a good example. Well, it got a hole in the outside of the body from a non-poisonous animal, from a nail. So you need to do a shechita, and then you have to do a bedika inside to see if it made a hole in the lung or wherever it is. So you're not going to make a bracha. You have a safik if it's a real shechita. So the Ramah says, in shachat dover this yalid be'reyesa, v'tzar bedika, yishchetenu b'loi bracha, u'kishe yimotze kosher mevorech ala shechita. What do you say to that? He says, you make the bracha afterwards. Here's yalid be'reyesa, you make the bracha afterwards. So Rabbi Kiva Eger goes to town, to Mani. So here also he's matmiya. Why do you make a bracha afterwards? How would you understand the Ramah? What? Till you die, until you finish. This is not part of shechita. I would understand what. By any shechita, no. But how do you know an animal is kosher? So we'd say that rive. Roy behem is kasher same. With Simeach that it's that roy behem is not kosher. And there's a shail of an animal as a cheskas kashrus. If it's less than a year old, you don't know it wasn't a treifa. But what? I would have understood that the Ramah means that just like by any time it's impossible to do before, you do after. By ger, it's impossible before, you do after. See, you have a chetimtza where it's impossible before. Can't make a bracha. If it's impossible for us, so then Chazal said, do it after. So that's the way, I guess, that we would understand the Ramah. But Kiva Eger doesn't like this. Hagar ba'atzmecha. Balkeri, she'enim avarach lefaneha. A Balkeri in the time of Tfilas Ezra, who didn't make a bracha beforehand. Im ochal ba'ay kiriya yalav, oishachat, v'tovol, v'chinayim edem avarach achakach mashachal oishachat. Given the Mekarla or Shoy Levarech, that's Shakakasha. But anyway, that's the Machlaikis, and he adds insult to injury. He says Makar Din Shal Ramahu Barzarua Lushitasei. Why is the Ramah bringing in Arzarua? Darzarua is Lushitasei. Yoltei Velas Yosin is not Ma'akid. So why is he bringing in Arzarua? So Rabbi Kivega has this kasha. It's just an interesting part of Hilchos Shechita. All right, let's get here to the Shachan Taz and our Minig. Our Minig is not like the Mechaber, not like the Ramah. The women do not take clothing and cover themselves in the mikveh. And the Minig changed at some point between the time of the Ramah and the time of the Drisha. The Drisha is the Sma, so I guess that was about 100, and within that century, the Ramah was written in the middle of the 16th century. And the Drisha was in the next century, and that somewhere in that 100 years, the minhag changed. And the Drisha is very upset about the change of minhag. If you look in Taz Gimel, he brings the Drisha. But Drisha Herich Bedin Zev Kasev Shanoshim Shalanu Hamavarches Alatfila. He brings the Nuawim women. They have this minhag. But Oidam Bimayim Arumais. They make a bracha in clear water. They're not covered at all. They don't dirty the water. They're doing wrong. Now, what is the possible problem? So here, I have to tell you, there are three dinim in Erva and Bracha, regarding a Bracha and an Erva. There's one din of Roya Esa Erva. Somebody who sees an Erva is not allowed to make a Bracha. If you're on the train, see an Erev, you don't make a bracha. I walk to shul service in the morning, I want to say karbanis, and the streets of New York is very hard to say things. If there's an Erev facing you, a woman is not properly covered, or a sarbisha Erev by Bas Yisrael, so you're not allowed to say a bracha, you're not allowed to make, You're not allowed to make a bracha. So one thing is roya es ha'erva, you're not allowed to. She moved away, but we had a divorced woman that used to come to our house for Shabbos Sudas, and she didn't cover her hair. She had a psak, she didn't have a psak. So I told all my boys that when you make a bracha, you have to turn. And not the boys, the girls too. I didn't have any girls I was negay to. So I told them, you don't make a bracha facing an erva. It's a bracha of atala. The Chafetz Chaim has a sefer Geder Olam. He shrines gavald. He says people come to Olam Hamis, and they're going to think the mitzvahs at least go on the right side of the scale, and they're going to come in as averis. It's not just you're missing the mitzvah, an avera. The person has to be conscious not to make a bracha facing an erva. So that's the first thing. It's a din d'oraisa. Le yirabach ervas davar is a din d'oraisa.
Is it not called yod?
So that is a machlekes the Rosh and the Rashba. If it's enough to close your eyes, or if you have to be yisalkenu litzdadim, you have to turn to the side. We paskin yisalkenu litzdadim. You have to turn. However, there's a tshuva nigris maisha about people going in trains that are learning, and the same identical in the Krana Digrisa from the Stipler. They say if the choice is to battle or to be semech on the rush, so you could learn. You put your head down. Don't look at the erva. That's good enough. About a chuppah, he held this in front of his eyes. He did it by every wedding, only when there was an erva. He waited. They brought a sefer. Wasn't even turned to the right page, right?
It's just the majority of Jewish women don't cover their hair.
So you have to turn to the side.
That means you can't influence your public.
You have to be careful. You have to be careful. Turn to the side. He's not passing it that way.
What if turning to the side embarrasses the uncovered haired lady?
It depends if she deserves to be embarrassed or not. You know, if she's a balas tshuva, someone who grew up that way, is one thing. What's to say about the Erech Shulchan? It's a limit schos. He says not to rely on it. People quote the first half without the second half. There's a limit schos that the women all uncover their hair. It's a limit schos. And then he says, Aval Chas Rishon, he's Loshen Chalila, I think, to rely on such a thing. But then at the end of the same paragraph, he says not to rely on such a thing. At any rate, let's get back here. Soya is the same thing as
Sakhalin. It's in the glass. Don't say it's okay. It's covered over in the glass.
It's
not
okay. It's see through enough. It's not good. All right, so number one is a din, Dairaisa of Roya es Erva. The second din of Gilu Yerva. Gilu Yerva means if you're undressed, if a person is undressed, and he wants to make a bracha undressed, and his Erva is uncovered, so that also is a Gilu Yerva. Which the Mishnah Berurah of Paschas is Dairaisa. He says it doesn't say lo say roya b'chay erva stava. It says lo yira b'chay erva davar. It shouldn't be visible on you in erva, and therefore that's the second din Dairaisa. The third din, so that means even if you're not looking at it, you're looking away. But if you're totally undressed, the erva is exposed. You don't make a bracha. Now that din is only on the erva itself, not on the rest of the body. Even though tefach b'isha erva, the din of gilui erva. It says a woman who hamakim erva is covered, she's sitting on the floor in a way that it's covered, could make a bracha, even though she's totally undressed. She doesn't look at her own body, she looks up, and she can make a bracha. It's a Mishnah. It says, Isha Aruma, Yosheves, and she separates chal and she makes a bracha. So again, the first thing is not to see an erva, that's even tefach b'isha, is awesome. Then of gilui erva, which is only the erva itself. And there's a din derabanan of libay raya es ha'erva, the heart seeing the erva. We paskin mi'ikar adin, we're going to see that doesn't apply to women. It applies only to men, where the erva is in the front of the body, keneged the lave, and not by a woman, where it's downwards and it's not. So there are three dinim that are negeya, not to see an erva b'shas bracha, to cover, not to be big gilui erva, and not libra reyes erv. The Mechaber and Ramah saying, why are they saying cover yourself? For the second din. To not look at an erva, she could look away. She doesn't have to look at herself. For libra reyes erva, Mechaber Ramah not concerned. because the mechaber pasuk by women, there's no din of libra eser. The only concern is gilu yarva, the second din. So gilu yarva, the mechaber must say that you have to cover yourself. So that now is the taina of the drisha. Let's look at it again. Again in the Taz, Bedrisha Herach bin Nizek Kosab Hanoshim Shalonu Amavarkas Alatvila Ba'idim Mamayim Arumais V'loy Ma'archi Amayim. They don't dirty the water. Lav Shapir Avdi Av Shehei Mechapkin Zeroyo Yisayim Al Gufan. Even though for Levi Raya Se'erva the Machmir, they put their arms between the lave and the erva. Delfima Shekosav Maharami, I don't know what that is. Hatam Shetzrichan Liyas Akurim. If the reason they dirty the water is because of lev raya serva, then it would help. By women, there's no din of lev raya serva. A woman can make a bracha and daven wearing just a robe, even though there's no separation between the heart and the erva. The mishnah is sitting on the ground. They don't need that. Elok shein arumais kedeshet tiskas erva asan. I can't shine the shulchan aruch in arachayim. Mashem de benoshem isem shum shoyim oim des arum. By women, the problem they dirty the water is because of the other din of gilui erva, because they're standing undressed. Balikisi ervasam, v'lav oirech haralasis came in ekvayd hashchina. It's not proper to do that because of kavod hashchina. How do you like that lashon? No, so in the mikvah now he's going. Now I come shine it was in the shulchan aruch. Now he's going back on the mikvah. The drisha quoted the shulchan aruch arachayim ayin dal. Now he's going on umashma. He's going now when they're in the water. When they're in the water, they're totally addressed. So it's not proper to make a bracha begila yerva because of kavod hashchina. And kemamahani chibuk yadayim. What does it help to wrap your hands around the waist? Dimishum liba raya ervasa nain tzarach mishav saka. Akokum kavod hashchina shnei tamen arim. My mahani bezav saka belev laerva. Zel tachlis devara. Chaluk is going. He's not talking. She's not wearing a chaluk. The quote of chaluk is quote from Siman Ayin Dal and Arachayim. See the last narrow line. What it says? Akan l'shaynei. The third line. Akan l'shaynei is a quote from Arachayim. It's not talking about a mikveh. It's about a woman who has to eat and makes a bracha. Akan l'shaynei. The third wide line. A chaluk is good enough, and libra eserva doesn't matter by women. Right. So libra eserva is not an issue by women, but now he goes back to the mikvah. By the mikvah is the problem of gilu yerva, so it's a problem. So the Shach and the Taz disagree. They hold that for gilu yerva it's enough to cover it with water. Water is also a kisa. The problem with water is you can see through it. All right, that's raya eserva. So you know you have to look away, but they hold that water is enough of a kisa. Now here is an interesting. I want to tell you. To defend the drisha, we pass them like the Shach and Taz. I'll tell you in a minute. Just there are two kashas on that the Taz asked on the drisha. Anybody who learns it is gonna. I think will have defend the drisha. Listen, many times two kashas. He says first of all, he says, what's the drisha's lashon that it's not covered mibnei kavod hashchina? In lasim mibnei kavod hashchina. What kavod hashchina? It's a deraisa. In kavod lasim mibnei kavod hashchina. To make a bracha begilu yerva is like yerava chayerva stavar is a sederaisa. Kasha number one. Kasha number two he asks is that it's enough. Water is enough of a kisui. For gilu yerva, water is enough of a covering. It's not a seeing, a covering. Covering water is enough. So what do you say to defend the drisha? No, not push it. The drisha is saying that water is enough for this sederaisa. His time is, it's not covered. They covered Ashkina. It's not the right thing to do. That's easy what he's saying. That's easy what the Drisha holds, right? The Drisha didn't say, Lo Rabbi Chavis Dava. He says, In last, this came to the Kvayt Ashkina. So it's Kvayt Ashkina. It's taka true. Technically, water is enough of a covering. You wouldn't go among people with such a covering. It's transparent. So it's covered Ashkina. It's not the right thing to do. That seems to be what he meant. there's such a halacha that a person goes in his house, he's supposed to also go cover it, not make any brachas. Al kavod hashchina, there's such a inyan to go. So al kavod hashchina, that's what the drisha meant. But anyway, be that as it may be, he brings the drisha in a very passive or technical lashon. The shach says that the drisha was koratagar, that he's really shreis gevalt on the minig hanoshim, the pella, the chaber amah, and now the noshim do differently. Yeah, that's great. He brings a raya from there. It's good. He brings a raya. There's a Mishnah in Mishameis, in Brachis. The Mishnah says if someone is in the bathwater and he realizes this is a man, so he can learn Kriya Shema. He can learn Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, I leave raya Sarva. So the Gemara says he dirties the water. He makes the water muddy. So the Gemara says, I, Libra Yaser, but you make it dirty. The Gemara doesn't ask, Libra Yaser is a drabanim. Why doesn't the Gemara ask, I, Gilu Yarva? So Ryan, that water is enough of a covering for Gilu Yarva. Just for Libra Yaser, that's why you need to muddy the water, and that's why by women we pass in, you don't need Libra Yaser, you don't need to muddy the water.
Why is it different than
Erva Shoshim? When you're looking at it, this is talking about Avgilu Yerva, so different things.
So maybe that's what he means by Kavod HaShchina. It's a different limit. It's from Vayimachan HaKadosh. It's not from the Yerimachan.
All right, I don't know. Vayimachan HaKadosh, we don't darshan for this. You mean your own drashan. It's more of a hergish more. That's what it seems. At any rate, the minig is like the Taz and the Shach, the Mishnah Berurah in Simanai and Dalid by these dinim. Brings is interesting. He brings two options. He says either the women. He says the water covers the ervas enough. The chatchila were noyeg on libareyas erva. So the chatchila they should do one of two things. Either the water line should be between the lev and the erva when they make a bracha, go up on a step, so the water line is mafsik bein lev la erva, or they should be chayv b'ksureyaseyem to be mafsik bein lev la erva, and one or the other, and then they make the bracha, and that's the minik today.
So
the shah says, miatzlukim. In the echus lamayim. So the kala teachers teach one or the other. Some of them teach to put the hands over the eyes, so now they'll be looking at their erva. They should. Some kala teachers to cover their eyes, and some teach that they should be chayvim zorei seim. Whichever person is taught is fine. I mean, maybe other options. I don't know what.
Why was he mumbling? Cover your eyes.
Because normally, I mean, you know, you stand, you look forward, you don't normally look at yourself, but yeah, nothing. You have to know.
I see men in the mikveh.
Men don't make a bracha.
No, but they're davening there. They're in there, they're in the water. They spend all
they're busy
time.
Doing tshuva, that's why. Tshuva you can do in the mikveh.
I don't know what they're doing.
They're doing tshuva.
Why can't you just put a head up the water, out of the water? Why do you have to put a ribos? Why do you have to do it?
So they could put the head out, but Athlibay Reyes Erva, the lave is not the head, the lave is
if
the heart.
There's no problem, I wouldn't
say. Yeah, but it's a chumrah. It's the chumrah, the night to be machmi Athlibay Reyes Erva.
How does covering the eyes help?
Covering the eyes, it's not covering, it's that they shouldn't see the Erva. I tell you three dinim. One is not to look at the Erva,
right.
One is not to be Begilo Erva. For Gilo Erva is enough to water. And for not looking, you have to make sure not to look and not to see.
Sitting
would be good, even like the drisha, because they'd be covering themselves. But the minigan, I think, all over Klal Yisrael is not interesting. Not like the Mechaber, not like the Ramah. The drisha shreis gaval, that we pass out the ladies. That's what the ladies started doing, and that's the way the halach is. Even though it sounds like a plea that the water is a kisui, but that's the way we pass. There is one other din in Pischei Tshuva Gimel. Normally in the Merchitz we don't make brachas. The Gemara says in the Beis HaMerchitz you're not going to make a bracha. So that's in the Beis HaMerchitz that's nofish zuhama. A Beis HaMerchitz that's not so clean. The tendency of a Beis HaMerchitz is people shower, they wash themselves, especially in those days there was smoke from the fire. So really, in a Beis HaMelech, you don't make a bracha. So let's look at Pesach Tshuva Gimel. It says Ayin Taz, Barachai Peidalim, we're going to from him. Hey, Meduik Devrei Mashman, Nefoi Shalonu, the Mechamim and Oisam, the Fishi Zulama, Dina Kemerchitz Mamish. So there's a need on what to do about the Beis HaMerechitz. Baruch Hashem, all mikvahs, only the ones the women use, are clean, and there is no issue. And if a woman finds herself in a place where it's not clean, she's taken to make the bracha outside and then go in and tovel.
So what?
If it's Zuamar, yeah, 100%.
That's
the air, Zuamar means dirt, doesn't mean steam. Mechamin, that causes Zuamar, that causes, I guess, smoke on the walls. The smoke leaves marks on the walls. And I'm a subic when I title Kalim in a man's mikveh, which doesn't tend to be as clean. You make the bracha in the mikveh or outside the mikveh? There's a shower there. Make the bracha in the mikveh, out of the mikveh, huh? So you may make people make it outside. I don't know if that's called the fishy zuama.
People are usually naked in that room.
Yeah, no, if you go during the day. Oh, you mean it's a room. It's a room with a... So is the place with the women title.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but they're alone, aren't they?
It's, I saw once in the Amat Torah, they had a piece from Rav Scheinberg, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. He said that when you take a shower, you're allowed to think in Divrei Torah. And Mimele, you have to think in Divrei Torah. The halacha is, now first of all, I should mention, Neged and Erva, you're allowed to think and learning. It's interesting din. There's no Isser by an Erva to think in learning. Even Bishas Bia, you're allowed to think and learning. There's no Isser by Erva. The only time you're not thinking and learning is Mavuais Habatunafes, where it's not clean. Keneged Saya. So he says that in a Beis HaKisei, you're not thinking and learning. But in our mechitzos are clean. A base of mechitzos is also nafish zuama. It's not a light plug. You see, where it's not nafish zuama, you're allowed to make a bracha. So he says in our showers, which are clean, or bathtubs that are clean, and he says even in a bathroom, usually you have a mechitza, you have doors that form a wall. So in the shower, you're allowed to think and learning. So it's important halacha to learn, especially the week before Yom Kippur. No. Excuse me? Yeah, toilets are aser, because even a toilet itself, even a bedpan itself, you know how to make a bracha keneged. The toilet itself, you know how to make a bracha facing, because it's disgusting. It has a din of a graf shorei. That's what graf means. Graf shorei is a utensil made to hold rei. So we don't make a bracha on it in its presence anyway. Even if you... If you took a toilet out to be repaired somewhere, you couldn't make a bracha facing
it.
I should mention, going in the streets is a bigger... make a bracha in the streets is also a problem with the garbage bags. That's so posh it. Keli, an ashpa, you also know how to make a bracha. Can I get an ashpa? And garbage bags, I don't know, even in the kitchen, on Yom Tif, it occurred to me, you know, they take out one garbage bag, put it on the side, and what's in the garbage bag? It's not things that smell very good. The garbage bag itself, you know, like a bracha keneged. So, I don't know. I think if you take the garbage bag out... I'm not talking about mux. I'm talking about making a bracha keneged. That's so posh. Even a garbage truck, I don't think make a bracha. Garbage truck is also, it's an ashba. I once saw about a garbage truck in the Alicha Shloimai. They bring, the Shoshana Zalman said, you're allowed to make a bracha facing the side of a garbage truck, because inside it's two kelim. Inside it's one kelim, the compactor, and then you have the truck on the outside. It's two kelim. Presumably, if you have garbage in a garbage can, and you have a lid on the garbage can, so the bag has the dirt, and then you have a second kelim. So, but otherwise, it's just something to be aware of. And anyway, this is a simirash, the dinam of bracha. Next Sunday, we can learn Ben Azmanim.